You've arrived to the Nipple Whiskers Podcast with your host, Bob Dog. He doesn't like you either. Come along as he explores the shadows of yesterday's failures in order to gain the knowledge required for a better tomorrow. The journey starts now.
Let's go! What's happening, folks? Bob Dog checking in with you once again. Oh, man, life is good for me. I hope life is good for you. I mean, like, life is really good for me. I got no complaints at all. Woke up this morning. Most of my family's healthy. You're just completely thankful. Actually, got to see my dad this week. That was awesome. Or this weekend, not really sure. But I got to see him. That was amazing. We went out and grabbed something to eat and got to just chit-chat. And then I also FaceTimed with my mom. That was just priceless. I was sitting there with my daughter. She actually wanted to FaceTime her brother. So we tried to hit my son up. He didn't answer. So she was like, I was like, you want to FaceTime grandma? She was like, yeah, let's FaceTime. So I FaceTimed my mom. They got to chop it up for a good while. Ended up with my daughter just having an accident and just pissing all over the place and just one hell of a conversation. Just awesome to always talk with them. So completely, I'm just starting with gratitude, man. Life is good. Hopefully life is good for y'all too, man. I actually have an interview in the morning, so I need to wrap this up rather shortly, but that's irrelevant. I'm going to get all this out. We're going to definitely try to talk about everything as long as I don't forget anything, because typically I have my phone. I have a list. I do have a list going. I have a whole little agenda comprised. However, my daughter has my phone, and she's the boss around here. She's got it. She's trying to go to bed. It was at like 10% anyways. I was like, keep it. You can have it, and I am going to go handle what I got to do. So I'm going to jump off the dome and try to get through this. So let's begin. All right, big shout out to Mr. Richard Sherman. We know he got another DUI after his little episode. For those that don't remember, he was this is the same guy that recently got a DUI and was banging on his ex or his baby mama or wife's door and threatening her parents and just going off. And just good to see him in the headlines again for everything that, you know, he's kind of been on the ropes of doing. And it's just like, come on, man, what the hell is all these ESPN and all that, everybody quoting Richard Sherman said, Richard Sherman, and that goes right back to Green Bay's defensive coordinator. We don't give a damn. Richard Sherman, his value, man, take his words for what they are, you know, and just for anybody who uses Richard Sherman to try to talk about how he speaks so highly of the defense, you know, Jeff Haley and Halfley or whatever, and how he, man, we don't give a damn what Richard Sherman says. We just got to give him a big shout out, man. Congratulations on getting another DUI, sir. Congratulations. Way to be a role model, man. Glad you got all the spotlight that you deserve and you did something with it. So we're going to give him, you know, the donkey of the day that he deserves if I haven't already. So that's out of the way. What's up next? Oh, man. Francis Ngannou versus Joshua, man. That was tough, man. And this is coming from somebody who did not wish Francis the best. I definitely did not expect him to win. I wouldn't bet on him. He always has a puncher's chance. And damn, he got mopped up, man. Anthony Joshua just went in there and leveled the playing field. Literally had him just, whoo, that was one hell of an experience. That's all I can say. Francis, he made it, you know, he made his bed. He definitely went out there, got the payday, but he got to learn what boxing is about. It's a different league when you go out there. Tyson Fury, not sure, you know, Dana White went out there and said that basically he could have eaten a Tyson Fury before that fight, and he was just way overweight, out of shape, and it totally looked like it because Anthony Joshua went in there looking to seal the deal, got it, mission accomplished, you know, just mission successful. That was an amazing accomplishment, man. Just give it up for Anthony Joshua and everything he accomplished. Take nothing away from Francis. He bet on himself. He went out there. He made the money that he always wanted to make. You know, he got it. So congratulations to you. Not sure you'll ever be a boxing champion, especially after that performance. But damn, man. Hopefully he can go back and actually resurrect his MMA career. If he goes back and loses an MMA fight in a knockout fashion, it's going to be, I think, Francis, the legendary Francis as a boxer, I think that legend is over. But who knows? Who knows? He can always come back. I've seen crazier things happen, but we'll see what goes on with Mr. Francis Ngannou and his future. Joshua, that does nothing but increase his stock. I heard somebody, I think it was Chael Sonnen, says does nothing for Joshua. It absolutely does something for Joshua. This is the confidence booster he needs. This may get him that finally get that shot at Tyson Fury. He will mop the floor with Tyson Fury. Just give him the opportunity, man. And big shout out to Andy Ruiz. This really makes us look at Ruiz in a different light, because I don't know how he was able to eat those right hands like they were hamburgers from Anthony Joshua, and it didn't faze him. And you saw what it did to Mr. Francis. So big shout out to Anthony Ruiz, man. I see what the hell you went through, and man, you deserve it. You deserve it, my brother. UFC 299 is in the books. One hell of an event all the way from the prelims. I love the beginning of it. I was wrong on a couple picks. I'll be the first person to admit it, but I'm happy for him. Joanne Wood, congratulations on your career. First fight of the night, went out there, put on one hell of a performance. Her versus Marina or whatever it is, Marina Moroz. And Joanna Wood, her last fight, she said she was going to retire. She kept her word. She went out there, left the gloves in the octagon. Congratulations on your career. And you went out with a dub. So once again, give it up for her. CJ Vergara, he missed weight again. 3 out of his 6 appearances in the UFC. And he went out there and got a whooping by Asul Abulamanov. Asul, it was a unanimous decision. CJ did go out there. He showed pretty good takedown defense, some good grappling defense. He just didn't have enough. Asul, one hell of a performance. Give it up for that man as well. Unanimous decision. Woo! This is a spectacular performance of the night. Heavyweight Robles Despinage, I guess, however the hell you want to pronounce that. The dude from Cuba, one hell of a performance. A fight, first round knockout, 18 seconds over Josh Parisian. This one was pretty set in stone. Everybody expected something. I think his total of fights now is like 40-something seconds in 4 fights. It's amazing. This dude is just going through everybody. One hell of a performance. Super, super power. Super excited to see whatever comes next for him. He didn't really get injured at all, so I don't think he'll need much time off. He can be back to UFC 300. Who knows? Oh, Michelle Piera with the performance of the night over Michal Ovalenskyov, or however the hell you pronounce that. Oh man, with between the walkout, I thought Michal was gonna be, you know, fatigued. Went out there, one hell of a walkout dance routine. Give it up for him. I'm not a big fan of it, but to be able to pull that off, go in and have that performance in the ring, you deserve all the praise. Give it up for the man. Give it up for the man. One hell of a performance, man. Went out there, he caught him with, I believe, a body shot. And Michal, the other opponent, what is it? Michal? I don't know. Michal, that dude, one hell of a beast, man. He went out there, very gritty guy, typically, and just got dominated. Michal Pereira, one hell of a performance. I gave it up for you already, and you deserve it again. But there you go. Oh, I lost this one. Definitely a hard fight to watch. Philip Lenz got the win, unanimous decision over Ian Kutalava. Ian Kutalava has just been a downfall. They call him the Hulk. He went out there completely painted. He does bark and scream and do all that in the ring. He was catching leg kicks. He fought through it. It was an amazing performance. His leg was welted up, looking like Uncle, what was that dude? Oh, man, I want to say Uncle Fester, but that's not it. He's from like the Addams Family. The dude from the Goonies. You know, I'll be, hey guys, that guy, man, it was looking like his shin, bro. It was serious. It was on another level. Ian, just a trooper, a true beast, showed no pain, just kept trooping through it. And, oh man, it was tough, man. Felipe Lins just kept putting it on him. He fatigued towards the end. I wish Kutalaba could have pulled off the win. He wasn't able to. And Philip Lin's moving up. Kutalaba's moving down again. I think that's like 4 L's in a row. He's on a tough skid, man. He's fought some great fights, some great performances, but it's just L after L for him. Another guy in the same category, Pedro Munoz, catches another L against Kyler Phillips. Kyler Phillips looked like one hell of a machine. Give it up for that man. His striking was on point. He was in and out like a fast food restaurant. That was simply beautiful display of talent. He used his length, his quickness. He was just outmatched Pedro Munhoz. Pedro Munhoz won a hell of a performance. A dog, once again, staying in the fight, moving forward the whole time. I mean, he just gave it up for Pedro Munhoz, man. That dude is tough. One tough, tough, tough guy. Kyler Phillips, let's see where he goes. Got to jump into the rankings, see where he goes. Speaking of rankings and where they go, we don't care what happens to the winner of this fight. That is Gamrot versus RDA. RDA got so close to sealing the deal. Everybody wanted it to happen. Unfortunately, Gamrot was able to pull it together, do the tackling, the grappling that we all expected, pull off the win in a very boring, unwanted-to-watchable performance. Gamrot, probably the most boring fight of the night, as expected, and he lived up to all the mishype. I wish I could put it another way. I really don't, but that's just, I mean, it is what it is. Nobody wants to watch Gamrot fight. He is literally the other, he's Bilal 2.0. I mean, literally just sits there. Nobody wants to watch his performances. Thankfully, he fought down in the rankings, and hopefully he fights a grappler or somebody that just puts some lights out. I mean, he showed that he can't take a punch. He doesn't want to take a punch, and we just need somebody that can deliver round after round. RDA, one hell of a career. Not sure what comes up next. Stamina looked like it was an issue towards the end of the third round. Not going to get younger. I don't see too many big fights coming in his future. I know he is ranked, but he is just down, going down, down, down quickly. I expect retirement soon, but we'll see what's coming out of that one. But either way, man, one hell of a career. So I'll give it up to you for that one. This was a decent fight in the women's flyweight division. This was Macy Barber got the win over Caitlin Seminario, or however the hell her last name is now. It used to be something different, but she came out. Caitlin just zero power on her punches, but she does use her length well. She does use very stiff and rigid, I guess that's the way you put it, punches. Macy Barber just came out, out-dueled her, just grappled, did a lot of cage work, was just working it all around, got some nice little takedowns. And Macy Barber, like Joe Rogan said, everything about Macy Barber fights are ugly except for her. So that's exactly, to sum it up, that was one hell of a performance by both of the gals. It was actually a very good fight, so give it up to both of them. Not bad, not bad. Next fight, this was a big one. This was a huge one to wrap up the prelims, which was Curtis Blaydes. One hell of a performance against Jalton Almeida. I really saw Almeida taking this one, so Curtis Blaydes, give it up for him. Give it up, give it up. Oh, man, that was dope. That was dope to watch. Jalton Almeida, one hell of a grappler. He has a stand-up capability. He typically goes out there and can stand up, but his, you know, grappling is on another level. He went out there, was able to dominate Curtis Blaydes round one, got Curtis on his back. Curtis was unable to move from that situation. He was able to minimize the damage that he took. However, round two came about, and 36 seconds in, Curtis Blaydes puts Jalton Almeida lights out with some hammer fists. Jalton Almeida went in for the shot. Curtis Blaydes, like you say, he's a big boy. He just put that belly on his head, pushed him towards the mat, and bink, 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 them hammer fists in the ear added up. Jalton Almeida, good night. One hell of a performance by Curtis Blaydes. Give it up, give it up. He's calling out Tom Aspinall. I love that. He also was asked about Ciryl Gane. He said, hell no. Nah. He had three chances. Ciryl Gane's been ducking him. He said he can miss him today. He ain't getting that free shot. So looks like him and Aspinall will be the next. Got to be excited about that one just because that's the fight that Aspinall lost due to injury. Curtis Blaydes does get the win technically, and they got to run that back. So that's exciting. Once again, give it up for Mr. Blaydes, man. Congratulations, my guy. This was one hell of a fight. Bantamweight division, this one definitely shaking up the rankings. Song Yadong, number 7, lost to Peter Yan at number 4. That was a war, man. Unanimous decision. Peter Yan unquestionably won, but not by much. It was one hell of a battle. Song Yadong would take round 1. Peter Yan got the timing, was able to get it down. Song Yadong did begin to fade by round 3. Peter Yan looked just as strong as he did in round 1. Peter Yan toughed it out, one hell of a performance. He's constantly there. It's tough to put that man down. He really needed it. I'm not going to lie. If he would have lost this one, in the words of Sugar Sean, he was one loss away from going bare-knuckle fighting. Unfortunately for Song Ledong, I actually was rooting for Peter Yan. I thought he'd pull it off. I love his striking, and he did it, man. Congratulations, Peter Yan. One hell of a performance. Song Ledong, one hell of a performance. Great job, gentlemen. That was awesome to watch, awesome to see, spectacular, and it was a pleasure. Oh, welterweight bout, man. This one got me. For those that don't know, I was spending my time in the UFC Strike Discord. I love each and every one of y'all in there. Give it up for them. Give it up for them. I love y'all. I love y'all. I'm definitely in there chopping it up. A lot of giveaways. They give away free pay-per-views, give away free packs. Check it out, UFC Strike Discord. Once again, I was in there. I said there's no way Jack Della Milena pulls off this win. He pulled it off the only way possible. Give it up for JDM. I like JDM, just to say it that way, because those who don't know, I do build Honda CRXs. Those are Japanese domestic motors. JDM, all day, every day. So JDM, yes. However, for this fight, and I do feel bad, my heart breaks for Gilbert Burns, who was ranked number 4, fighting down to rank number 11 in JDM. Fighting down in competition, Gilbert Burns has been through some tough losses. A true warrior, was out there, dominated 3 rounds, had a minute and a half left, and caught a knee to the face. Put him out. JDM, great follow-up, great belief in himself, never stopped believing, kept throwing, threw a perfect knee, landed it. Take nothing away from what JDM did. He was getting dominated for 3 rounds and still had the conviction of a cockroach like V Friends. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Y'all know. So just one hell of a performance, man. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. From beginning bell to end bell, JDM kept with it, believed in himself, and give it up for that guy. Gilbert Burns, my heart breaks for your brother. I'm not sure what comes next, but man, you had a better performance than the loser of this next fight. Give it up for welterweight bout. Oh, actually, let me take a drink of Kevin Holland versus Michael Page. This was a good one. Kevin Holland was ranked 13. Michael Page, his UFC debut. This is going to put him up into the rankings. No question about it. 3 rounds, unanimous decision. It wasn't complete domination. It was, you know, it was a spectacle to watch, to say the least, from Michael Page's entrance to his out, you know, exit. I did like, he went on Ariel Helwani's show today. Big shout out to Ariel Helwani. Never really liked the guy. Always thought he was a little like little Rat Fink, especially watching him when Dana White used to just kill him in the media. But he does hold it down. He holds it down for the media. He holds it down on his little radio show / podcast, what he does. So give it up for Ariel Helwani. For what he's accomplished over the years and just his dedication to the sport. So I do give it up for him. Michael Page was explaining what he wanted to do. It would have been a great walkout. Take nothing away from it. That would have actually been pretty dope. UFC said, no, I'm all with that for Dana and not making it a spectacle coming into the ring. However, Kevin Holland went out there, got his ass whooped round 1. Definitely admitted Michael Page was faster than expected. He did put up a good fight in round 2, but Michael Page, man, he was fast. Very good kung fu guy, went out there, fought his ass off, and came away with the win. So congratulations. MVP came in with a splash. He'll definitely, very curious to see what his matchup is. But co-main event came short, came, you know, nowhere near coming short of meeting expectations. What a banger, an amazing fight for the lightweight bout. Dustin Poirier, round 2 knockout against Benoit St. Denis, man. Whoa, man. God dang, boy. That was amazing. Diamond Poirier is nothing short of just a diamond making it through the rough, cutting his way, fought down. I know a lot of people saw St. Denis coming through, you know, even giving him a problem. He was the favorite. I understand, if I have to guess, Poirier coming off a KO against Gaethje and his age being at like 35. Oh, Benoit never really stood a chance, man. I mean, you got to watch that fight. He went out there. He was giving it to Dustin, giving him the pressure. But Dustin, man, it's just a different game out there. He gave him the business, gave him that 1-2. It was great to see the reactions from Justin Gaethje, from Max Holloway. These guys all love each other. They're all up there just going back and forth. Amazing to watch. And, oh, man, what Dustin, I mean, I told him, if anybody followed me on X, they were asking what was the, you know, the biggest underdog. It was just, I didn't really, I understood it. coming off the loss and the momentum, but I had already seen St. Denis fold. I think it was to Pereira, but I just seen him one time get beat down to something I'll never forget, and I've never seen that really happen to Dustin in that manner that I can remember. So, oh, man, that was just a war, one hell of a performance, and congratulations once again to the Dustin the Diamond Poirier. I think he'll get a title shot against Makhachev next. That's what it's looking like. He deserves it. I would love to see him get that shot, and it would be a great fight. So let's see. On to the main event. This one, I was wrong. I'll be the first to admit it. You got to give it up for this man, the bantamweight title champion. Still, man, still. The Sugar Show is in full effect. Give it up for that man. Damn. Marlon Vera came out. I thought he'd give a lot better fight. He got completely demolished. He caught a knee to the face that will not be forgotten for years to come. That was huge. This dude is bulletproof. He does not go down. He does not fall. He does not get knocked out. There is something really, really special about that guy. But Sugar Show just put on a clinic from beginning to end. He was out there just piecing it up, using his distance to the T. I mean, it was just great to see that striking display. Amazing performance. I apologize for not picking you once I saw that. So give it up. I was in the wrong. You the man. I mean, after what he's gone through and doing all that, he's got Merab next. That's going to be one hell of a challenge. But just to this point, he has just produced. So congratulations to Mr. Sean O'Malley. Amazing. And just give it up for Dana White and just what he does, because when he does it well. I mean, just another epic. Just, I mean, it doesn't stop, Dana. I don't understand how you keep doing it. Just announced UFC 300, finally, like what it's actually going to be. That's going to be huge. You got the Sphere coming up. He's got everything going on. Dana White, just watching the progression of UFC in general. It is just beautiful. Next fight coming up this weekend is Tuivasa versus Tybura. That's going to be a great fight. I'd love to see Tuivasa get back on a win streak and jump back, you know, in the win category, start heading up in the right direction. Tybura is a tough one and not a pushover in any way, shape, or form. So that's going to be a great event. We have Rebos coming up against Nama Nunes. We also have Blanchfield versus Fiorat. That's going to be huge. We have Vettori versus Allen. And then we also have UFC 300. Huge matchup, back-to-back-to-back. If you don't have ESPN Plus, this is the perfect time to get it. You got 3 weekends in a row. Banger. I mean, it's just going out. UFC, Dana White, what you've accomplished. Give it up for the whole team. I mean, it's just amazing. Listening to MVP talk about just the way that it feels like a family. Everybody's been there for years, and it was just great to hear and just amazing to watch how far they've come. Great job, Dana White, and everything you've accomplished. Also, on that same day, I went out garage selling. That was dope. I took my car on the longest test drive that I've taken in a while. It did fairly well. Almost got in a little, you know, altercation on the freeway at 5 o'clock in the morning. Partly my fault. The dude didn't have a front headlight. I really didn't see him. Could have waited longer. Somebody was merged over in front of me. I quickly merged over, missed him, and then he wanted to hoo-wop, but he didn't really want the hoo-wop. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to pull over, but he wanted to talk crazy in the car. So, types of people on the road, but, you know, things happen. So, went out, scored some killer deals out there. Definitely out there grinding, trying to get mine, and I hope you're getting yours, because I'm definitely getting mine. You know what I mean? So, I love and appreciate each and every one of y'all in that aspect. Now, on to the NFL. This has been wild. I mean, I oh man, it's crazy. We can start with the Bengals just cut Joe Mixon. I mean, that is crazy, especially when they signed Moss. Joe Mixon is an amazing talent. He has been for some time. He has got a lot of money from the Bengals. I will admit it, but he's not going to be easily replaceable. Kirk Cousins, we're just going to start there. I think that the Atlanta Falcons scored big times by getting Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins does it again, goes in, and just pulls off another just historical QB signing that he always does with his guaranteed money. I mean, Kirk Cousins, congratulations on what you did. Linked up with a great offense over there. Defensively, got a lot of holes, but maybe Raheem Mostert can pull it together. You got a new head coach, and hopefully the organization will give him enough support to get it done. don't like Mostert and his track record more so because he was with the Rams and didn't spend much time over there. Was just another branch under the McVay tree, but you know how it goes. I'm not even going to get started on that. Next, we got Chris Jones. Chris Jones just, raking it in. He deserves all the praise. One of the greatest players to be playing right now besides Aaron Donald, especially on the defensive tackle position. Came out, raked it in. I think he got like a 5-year with $101 million guarantee. It's just crazy. Chris Jones, congratulations, man. That was amazing. Oh, man, the Bucs went out. They had a great little offseason. They got Mike Evans signed up on a 2-year deal. They put a franchise tag on Antonio Winfield, kept him in the building. They got Baker Mayfield on a 3-year deal. That's looking good. And then they went out and they sent Carlton Davis to the Detroit Lions. I don't really like that. Just because he's with the Detroit Lions and we have to deal with that. But they did pick up a 3rd-round pick, so I thought it was a pretty good little last week for the Buccaneers. Russell Wilson's and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is interesting. What happened to Kenny Pickett? It looked like Kenny Pickett was struggling, throughout the season. He definitely got replaced. I forget what the other guy's name is that came in and was holding it down there for a little bit long time. Pittsburgh Steelers fans really liked him, but he did have his own struggles. Kenny Pickett, does he have a future? What's going to happen there? Russell Wilson comes in the building for cheap. I think the Steelers only pay $1.2 million, while the Broncos got to give him another $39 million. It's just crazy to see. It is completely wild, and that's a robbery to say the least. So Russell Wilson, congratulations on what you accomplished, making it in over there with the Steelers and just raking in the dough. Oh man, running backs, this was a wild man. Chicago Bears agree to DeAndre Swift 3 years deal, $27 million. That's wild. Texans, they're giving Tony Pollard a similar contract, so they link him up. Packers delivered, just epic surprises, just came out swinging. They grabbed Josh Jacobs. Everybody's like, oh, what a duo. He's going to team up well with Aaron Jones. That's not going to happen. Aaron Jones released shortly after. That's just Aaron Jones. I love you, man. As a Green Bay Packer fan, let me give it up for him. Truly love you. Aaron Jones, big fan of yours as a person. I thought our time had come. I thought that, Green Bay had made it clear, especially after restructuring your contract last year, that they probably did not value you as highly as you should have been valued. That's taken nothing away from Aaron Jones. I love him as a Packer fan, but I really do like this move. I'll be completely honest with you. Aaron Jones, I wish you nothing but the best moving forward. Maybe you'll land with your Dallas Cowboys. I know you were always a Cowboy fan growing up. You always go against them, play hard in that stadium, so I wouldn't be surprised if he actually ends up there. But best of wishes to you, and we also got rid of Bakhtiari. So, huge weight off the table for the Green Bay Packers. Great moves. And Saquon Barkley agreed to a 3-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. This is wild just because of the rivalry, moving on from the Giants. And the Giants also moved up to pick up Devin Singletary. They grabbed him. But Saquon Barkley going to the enemy, played against them for so long, should have hatred in the blood. But you had Tiki Barber come out. One of them came out and just said that they hate him. He's worth nothing. He's pretty much dead to them. And it just really shows the character of some of these guys. But needless to say, I understand the beef, the rivalry, the hatred when it comes to that type of stuff. But not allowed in today's society. He definitely got ate up on social media. And interesting to see how that one plays out. Oh, what else we got? Tennessee's Derrick Henry, who used to be Tennessee's, and not sure what he's doing, but he has been linked to, Chargers? I think Tennessee picked up Austin Eckler, right, on a 2-year, $11 million. No, Austin Eckler had agreed to a 2-year, $11 million with the Commanders, so his career is pretty much over there. Austin Eckler, man, wish you the best over there, truly do. I don't know why you'd sign there. I guess you take the money. Maybe they were the best suitors, but very interesting to see what's going to go on with your, you know, little, you know, where you go. Oh, man, super interesting to see what happened to Justin Fields. Justin Fields did not get moved. I'm not sure if he's still going to be there. What's going to go on with that number one pick? With a lot of, you know, quarterbacks being signed, there is probably a market out there for him, but I'm not sure what's going to happen moving on. Raiders did sign Gardner Minshew. Not going to say that fills a starting quarterback position, but not sure they want to go with Justin Fields either. It seems like a lot of franchises are iffy on Justin Fields and not sure that he's really a sure thing from what I remember reading. Sean Payton and the Broncos, it's been interesting watching what they're doing. You got no longer will they have Russell Wilson, so they're moving on from there. However, they did ship Jerry Jeudy off to Cleveland Browns. That is huge, man. That is huge just because Jerry Jeudy was one hell of a talent who never really worked out in Denver. At least he does stand a chance in Cleveland, teamed up over there with Amari Rodgers. Amari Cooper. They're going to be able to, you know, definitely that's one hell of a duo. So super excited to see what they're going to be able to do. Let's see. Raiders, they signed Christian Wilkins. They gave him a bunch of money. Mac Jones, what's going on with the... Oh, man. Mac Jones has been traded to Jacksonville Jaguars. That is very interesting. Not sure what he's going to do sitting behind Trevor Lawrence. Maybe he's going to be able to learn. Is there a question with Trevor Lawrence? Are they going to try to move him? Not sure what really is going on with Mac Jones or why he ended up behind Trevor Lawrence, but I really thought that was a very interesting move. Cincinnati and T. Higgins, they've got something going on. It looks like T. Higgins, who was franchise tagged last month, has requested a trade. That's very interesting if that's actually going to happen. And safeties, there's a lot of safeties out there on the market still, and they're not being picked up. You have C.J. Gardner. You have Jordan Poyer. You have Rashawn Jennings. You have Eddie Jackson. You got Von Bell, Jamal Adams, Quandre Diggs. There were some signings today. Kevin Byard went to Chicago. We got Xavier McKinney in Green Bay. That was pumping. Let's go. Super psyched to that signing. I thought that was dope. And Darnell Savage, thank you once again for your service in Green Bay. He was picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars. I typically root for the Jaguars anyways. I have a lot of Trevor Lawrence rookie cards, and Darnell Savage, I have some of his auto rookies as well, so I'll be rooting for you. Super excited to see what you're able to do over there, and good luck on the best of your, you know, on the rest of your career, my brother. But, man, there's still a lot of pickups that people can make. I'm super excited. Xavier McKinney going to Green Bay, that is just leaving it pumped. Super excited for this one. Things flipping and flopping. Where did Desmond Ridder go? What's going to happen with him? Who knows? I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It is amazing to see what's going on just around the NFL. Super excited. Man, UFC, NFL, I got cards going. Cards been selling on eBay. A lot of cards been moving. I even sold another card on Collect, so big shout out to them. Definitely jumped on with City Breaks today, tonight. Got to link up with them a little bit. That was cool. Flipping car parts. Still have a Honda I'm tearing down in the garage. Got that moving. Hopefully get to drop the motor out of that tomorrow. However, tomorrow morning I got an interview with the electric motorcycle place. I also have a 1-hour tryout, so they actually want to see if I can get down, build these things, fix these things. I got that, no problem. Let's see, man, just enjoying life. Just wanted to touch bases with everybody. Super, super, super thankful for each and every one of you. I can sit here and say it till I'm blue in the face, but I'm going to save me the breath and save you the time. So until next time, folks, it was awesome. Thank you once again for tuning in. Hit me anytime you want to hear about something. I'm wide open. I'll speak about politics. I'll speak about anything. There's nothing outside the boundaries. You want to talk about men competing in women's sports? I'm there. You want to talk about anything? You want to talk about VFriend? Want to talk about how we can bring value to communities? I'm with it. So love, appreciate each and every one of you. I try to keep an open mind. I don't really look at right and wrong. I'm just trying to look at comfort and discomfort. I'm comfortable being wrong. So I appreciate each and every one of y'all dealing with me. So I'm out of here. I love y'all, and I'm out.
The time has come. You've been listening to the Nipple Whiskers Podcast with your host, Bob Dog. He doesn't like you either. Follow us on social media, subscribe on YouTube, and visit NippleWhiskersPodcast.com for exclusive offers and information on upcoming episodes. This podcast will now self-destruct in 3, 2, 1.